advice is current for people in or near northern parts of the Kimberley in the Shire of Wyndham, East Kimberley in Western Australia. This includes areas in or near Curry Bay, Wyndham, Kununurra, Kalamburu and Mitchell Plateau. A tropical low in the Timor Sea is slowly intensifying and may form into a tropical cyclone near the Tiwi Islands. The system is expected to continue tracking to the southwest and may pass close to Darwin today. The cyclone may intensify further tonight or tomorrow night before crossing the North Kimberley coast later tomorrow as a Category 2 system. The grandparents of a young boy found dead in the Murray River are struggling to come to terms with the tragedy as the child's mother faces an attempted murder or possible murder charge. Police believe the body is that of the 5-year-old whose mother they allege tried to drown both her sons in the river on the New South Wales-Victoria border on Thursday. The dead boy's 9-year-old brother remains in hospital, with Dale Brooks, the lawyer for his grandparents, saying they are heartbroken and in a state of shock. Parts of an Adelaide power station damaged by an explosion and fire are set to return to service as work on more extensive repairs continues. 3 units at Adelaide's Torrens Island Power Station were cut from the network on Friday when a transformer operated by transmission company Electranet failed. The nearby Pelican Point Power Station tripped and disconnected from the network at the same time, robbing the state of about 600 megawatts of electricity. The loss of local capacity was compensated by extra electricity moving from Victoria through the Haywood interconnector, while solar and wind generation in South Australia were at high levels. An 18-year-old man is in a critical condition in Townsville Hospital after a crash involving 2 motorcycles near Proserpine. Police were called to the scene shortly after 7 p.m. and found the man with severe head injuries and a 15-year-old boy with multiple fractures who was flown to Mackay Base Hospital. A boost from the Queensland Government for Gold Coast organisation Rise Up has come at a welcome time. The group helps women and children who've escaped domestic violence. $130,000 has been promised from the state government to employ full-time staff for the group that is primarily run by volunteers. Chief Executive Nicole Edwards told Macquarie Radio it's a welcome addition.
We have over 200 active volunteers within our organisation and they do an amazing job, and for us it's an absolutely well-received target situation at the moment.
In finance, the Commonwealth Bank has announced its customers will soon be able to close their credit card accounts in real time using a new online feature. Clive Van Horen from the bank says the click-to-close function is an Australian first and will give customers greater control of their finances.
We've been innovating for customers to create more control at their fingertips with their credit cards for quite some time. Lock, block and limit, ability to put in place spend limits, increase or decrease their credit limits online and in real time, instant receipts coming later this month. And the next step is around click to close.
Also in news, police have released the name of a pilot killed after his light plane crashed shortly following takeoff at Devonport Airport in Tasmania around 3:45 yesterday afternoon. The man was 75-year-old Milford Knight from Wesley Vale. This is Air News. The Perth Wildcats are in the box seat to win their second straight NBL championship today after beating the Hawks in Game 2 of their best-of-5 grand final series. The Wildcats defeated Illawarra at their home court 89-77 on Wednesday, meaning the Hawks will now have to win in Perth to stay in the series. A win in today's game would give the Wildcats their 8th title and push them 4 championships clear of their nearest rival. Parramatta 5'8", Clint Gutherson has warned the rest of the NRL Corey Norman is desperate to make up for lost time ahead of his return to action at Manly today. The former Sea Eagle has backed his number 7 to take the NRL by storm and said he wouldn't be surprised to see the Dally M medal hanging around his neck at the end of the season. Norman endured a tumultuous 2016, enjoying a breakout season on the pitch, but spent the final 8 weeks suspended over a string of indiscretions, including a conviction for drug possession. Organisers will reveal today which local communities will take part in the Queen's Baton Relay for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. The baton will travel all over Australia for 100 days before the April 2018 event, and organisers have also called for nominations from the community for baton bearers to participate in the relay. Until May 15, people can nominate. Also in sport, the Sharks beat the Brumbies 27-22 in Super Rugby, and Australia are 0-40 at stumps on day 1 of the cricket test, trailing India by 149 runs. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney's weather today, partly cloudy. There's only a So a slight chance of a shower or two, 0 to 2 millimetres of rain. Isn't that good to hear after all the rain we've had in Sydney over the last week? Winds southwesterly, 15 to 20 k's, tending southerly, 25 to 30 k's in the middle of the day. As I said, a shower or two possible, heading for a maximum temperature of 26 degrees in Sydney today. Jimmy, what about at Sydenham and up at Scone?
Current temperature at Sydenham is 21 degrees on a mostly cloudy day for Sydenham. But at Scone, with a big race meeting today, the country championships qualifier, possible showers and a storm, but a maximum temperature of 29 degrees.
Sky Sports Radio gives you the chance to talk autumn carnival racing. Monday mornings at 9 on Punters Postmortem. Get the best racing analysis from Ron Duffercy and Dean Lester. Then call 1353 53 and have your say. Penrith Mazda Centre are the VT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Ute Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 utes on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a VT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD1-8808.
It's as good as it gets at Australia's leading incentive sale, the Magic Millions Gold Coast March Ewing Sale. Buy your own racetrack star at the auction on March 20 and 21. Recent graduates of the sale include million-dollar earners winning Rupert and Madotti and the all-conquering Buffering, a winner of over $7 million. Race for more with the Gold Coast March Ewing. The rewards are incredible. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.au.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
I'm Karen from Currajong Kitchen. We've hired many employees from Nova Employment. They take the time to understand our recruitment needs and match up great workers with ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins and freestanding and drop-in baths and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au, up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
And then came Flying Artie, the capitalist, the Magic Millions winners drawn clear in the slipper. Yankee Rose home into second. The capitalist takes it out. Capitalist by a half length to Yankee Rose.
Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Welcome to the program. Hope you're having a great start to your Sunday morning. Can you believe it? The footy is back, Ray Thomas.
How good is it? Babe?
Oh!
How good was last night's game?
The weather's been atrocious, but the footy's been exceptional. Early nomination for game of the season.
Cowboys Raiders.
How
good was it anyway?
So Jonathan Thurston went for the field goal in extra time. It hit the underside of the crossbar and he was a half a metre away from scoring the winning. If he'd have scored that try then to take him over 2,000 points, it just would have been, it was pretty ridiculous anyway.
Yeah.
What a game of football. So well done both those sides. Unfortunately for the Raiders, they play so well and you get no points for it, but that's footy, as they say. Dare I say it, Raymond?
Is it a massive show?
Well, why James wouldn't
Smith?
It be?
Yeah.
First game of the first show during the season proper. You've had a massive race day at Royal Randwick, albeit blighted by the weather again.
Mm.
But some of the performances from the horses,
Some of the riding was extraordinary.
Well, Tommy Berry in race one, where he just went, right, well, I'll go to the outside fence.
Yeah. he found what Gary Portelli described, the cricket pitch out there.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and She Will Reign was beaten.
Not disgraced.
No, retains favouritism for the Golden Slipper in 2 weeks' time. But tell you what about the run of Hootson? Did you see Hootson?
63 kgs. She is the real deal, Jim.
Oh, wow, that's going to be...
She draws a barrier.
What a setup. Michael Freeman will be along. We had She Will Reign's colours lowers by his horse, Frolic. We'll have a chat to him. We'll have our race replays as well. Tommy Berry, just the three winners for Tommy yesterday. And one of them on Inference, the three-year-old. And Ray Thomas, you made some outlandish statements earlier this year, and everyone went, race, had a big night out.
I'll start off all right. Penrith have gone awful. Tiger Woods hasn't been sighted on a golf course since.
We'll get to that, but you liked Inference for the Derby, you liked Inference for the Melbourne Cup. Mm. Based on yesterday, the three-year-old showed exactly why you have that opinion. We'll have our scratchings around New South Wales. Zorba will be back. Get his take on what has been the first six games of the National Rugby League. We'll have a chat with Michael Hawks, who, of course, their training Inference. Superstar is the way he described it. And I tell you what, Chautauqua.
It was great. Yeah,
over 1,300 metres, you just wonder.
And so is Lou Romaine, isn't he? Underrated horse. He shouldn't be underrated anymore, Jim.
We were going to have a chat with Chrissy Lees, but he's out at the farm. So no phone reception there. I think he's done that on purpose anyway, but he refuses
he
to take a
play. Like
he wanted to get in contact with us early to say, I'm not going to be in contact. Oh, good on you, Chris. You know what it's like? You know what Chris Lees has become like? It's like Michael Jackson.
He's probably listening
to this. Yes, you can interview me, but here are the questions you can ask. That'll be next from Chris Lees. Unbelievable.
Anyway, good morning, Chris. Well done yesterday.
He's got a multiple Group 1 winner. He refuses to speak to the media. Anyway, well, we won't call you anymore, Chris. How about that?
Chris, no. I'll still say it.
Don't worry, Chris, we will. Andy Pascalidis from the World of Football. Sydney FC is just about done, isn't it?
They're home, aren't they? Surely. Beating Melbourne Victory 1-0.
Give them the title now. Not the title. You never know what happens in... Yeah, the Premiership plate. Give it to them now. Event Cinemas quiz. Looking forward to that. Dean Bulldog Ritchie with all the latest in the game of Rugby League. Our legend of the game. Well, he was supposed to be the legend of the game last week. And then when I contacted him after the program and said, Tommy Radonikis, where were you? He said, yeah, I was on a plane. I thought, maybe you should have told us that earlier, Tom. But he assures me.
He's happy to come.
Text messages every day for the last 4 days. Tom, you're right for Sunday morning. Yes, mate, no problem. So I remain reasonably confident that Tommy Radonikis will pick up his phone, because we'd love to have a chat to him. Glenn Munsey! Glenn Munsey is making a welcome return. It's a Big Sports Breakfast weekend. We'll look forward to that. I'll tell you what. I'll get to the scores from the weekend, but, Ray, just to confirm, yesterday...
Before you ask, I couldn't lose that game.
Yeah, that's right. One of your couldn't lose. Heads you win, tails you win. UOW Stadium, a.k.a. Cogra's Jubilee, the Dragons, 42 points to 10. Yes, that's right. You heard me. 42 points to 10 against, at the time... the equal competition favourites.
They couldn't score a point hardly last year, Penrith. St George, and they've just racked up 42 points against Penrith.
Yeah. So one of their best players yesterday was the hooker Cameron McInnes. And of course,
work, didn't he?
Always does. He'd probably be one of the fittest. Now, they wanted to be the fittest club in the league, and they tell me that when he was at South Sydney that he was the fittest guy there, Cameron McInnes. So we'll have a chat to Cameron, see how he's going in the big red V. Sean Cosgrove will give us a preview of what's happening out there at Scone. We'll have a chat with Scotty Foster as well. And we're going to take your calls. We'll look forward to that part of the show, don't we, Raymond? 13:53. Good morning to you, mate. What a great weekend of sport thus far.
It certainly has been. Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, everyone. It's summed up perfectly in this SMS from Polly. South can't win. Panthers reading too many papers. Mary safe for now. Tigers the real deal. Melbourne still the wrestling champs. Cronulla can't repeat. Roosters are back. Morning, men, and Ray. Good morning, Polly.
Thank you, Polly. Yeah.
Summed it up perfectly. Inglis, obviously, that's a massive talking point out of the game. Jimmy, I've got to ask you, why was he allowed to stay on the field? He couldn't run.
He could not run. Well, the try that he scored just before half-time just highlighted the fact that he was... And to see him have a couple of runs in that second half where he was walking... But still the upper body strength, he's still just pushing blokes away.
Why didn't he go back out? He's obviously incapacitated.
And they'd lost Heimel Hunt. And it's not
no, they're down one player.
Yeah, they're down one player, so they were going to be down two players, and not just any two players, it's outside backs, so that made it tough. Was there a bit of tough love coming from Michael Maguire about, you know, this
stay
is...
Up there,
yeah, stay out there. If you're getting medical advice that says you can't do any more damage to it...
I guess. But he's Greg Inglis. He's your marquee player. He's your man.
And now he's out for six months. You would love to know if him staying out there caused any further damage.
And of course they're going to say it didn't. But logic would suggest...
Well, if it's an ACL, it's an ACL. Hmm. It's remarkable that he's been able to stay on the field with an ACL injury. So... Anyway, that is the big talking point. We'll get your thoughts on that. What do you think? South Sydney fans, the rugby league fans, 1353 53, the open line number. Get us on the SMS as well, 0419 SMSBSB. Panthers reading too many papers. Spot on.
That's what you said this morning.
Their lack of attitude, their lack of aptitude.
I haven't watched the game. What happened? St. George's forward pack apparently just dominated.
Absolutely dominated. Paul
Thorne
was excellent. Russell Packer, your man, was excellent. Joel Thompson was the cherry on top out on that left-hand
good
side,
player,
played really
Thompson,
well. Yeah. Dugan was good at fullback, although I still don't think he's a fullback. He's Gareth Widdop's a fullback playing 5'8". Josh McCrone did a good job. McGuinness was good. But Penrith side just turned over too much ball. You know what they wanted to do? There's a famous quote from Gus Gould about a game many years ago. He said about the Roosters one night in a semi-final, in a game against the Bulldogs, he said, "We turned up to a street fight in Armani suits." Mm. And that sums up the way Penrith wanted to play yesterday.
Okay. If you're a Penrith supporter, don't lose hope, because invariably the first month of the season we get some topsy-turvy results, don't
sure.
we? But if you're a St. George supporter, Jimmy?
Well, wouldn't you be positive?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and what we used to say about it last year was it was never a lack of effort from Paul McGregor's men, was it? Their application was
What's changed
good.
In their attacking structures?
Did they change it? Well, they were loading up, apparently, so they were doing a heavy loading leading into the Charity Shield, so don't read too much into that result. But you know when they're the best? The best when they just go through the middle of the field. Their strength is their strength. Their strength is their power.
Yep.
Just use that.
And with it backing up on the fringes. And
don't go wide because, it's time to go wide. Go wide because you've created space.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's when they've been most effective.
Can I then go to the Tigers game? I know Tedesco's your man. He was absolutely brilliant. If they can maintain that sort of form, even if you don't barrack for the Tigers, you'll go and watch them play, Jimmy. They were absolutely brilliant.
They're so good to watch, aren't they? I thought defensively that was the best performance we've had from the Tigers
very
for a long,
point.
Long time.
Very good
but
point.
Tedesco is an out-and-out star.
He's a superstar.
He's so good.
Moses is great. Brooks is great. They've got a really good
Woods,
team.
The big
Woods
four.
Is always there.
Whatever you want.
They've got so many attacking options.
Moses Sully. How cheap was Moses Sully at $1.3 million for 3 years? What a bargain.
Enough Aluma on the wing. Outstanding.
Cowboys versus Raiders, 20 points to 16. We saw a sin binning. Had to be in a Ricky Stewart's coach team, didn't it? Sin binning early on. Probably didn't cost them the game, but in the end they lost in golden point. The Roosters 28-0 at half time. I thought, I wonder who the Roosters will play in the grand final this year.
Your men are back.
Not so good in the second half, but they
still good win up.
They
there.
Get home. Then we get this from Tom. Jimmy, you've been rattling on for nearly 10 minutes, so I thought I'd better let you know that the second test started yesterday.
Mm.
We're looking okay. Oh really?
Nice one, Gary.
Oh, nice, Gary. Nathan Lyon, 8 for 50. There was a lot of goat love going around on social media, and I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Greatest of all time. Virat Kohli, did you see his dismissal?
Yes.
Shouldered arms.
Second time.
Ball went straight on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he went to upstairs for review, the TRS.
Oh, you're Virat. Of course you do.
Oh, but he actually started walking before the end of the first replay because he knew he was out.
So what a performance. 8 for 50. It was all Stephen O'Keefe first test. Now it's all...
Yep.
Nathan Lyon. Lucas Rahul was the only guy that
offered
any resistance.
He's done 90. Well all three innings so far, Rahul. Kohli accused Stephen Smith and the Australians of playing mind game before the start of the second test. Why wouldn't you, Jim?
Of course you
If you've got your foot on the throat of the Indians in India, you've got to go for the jugular.
We all thought it was going to be 4-0 India's way. Mm. We've had 4 days of test cricket, and I don't think Australia's lost a day.
Haven't probably lost a session,
which is...
Phenomenal, and Stephen O'Keefe, of course, was a destroyer in the first test, and Nathan Lyon ably backed him up in the second innings there with 4 wickets.
Yes.
Stephen O'Keefe took 6 in both, and Nathan Lyon steps up here with 8. One of the all-time great T20 test match hauls by an Australian cricket.
None for 40 in reply. Warner and Renshaw both not out there. And I've got to say, just looking at the vision, how good does that ground look?
Yeah.
Doesn't it look magnificent? Beautiful green grass. Mm. There's an interesting thing they've done cutting it as well at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. And it's just a fantastic... this comes up really well on telly. Anyway, speaking of coming up well, the ads are coming up well and truly. So we better go. 1353 53 is the open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more. It is the Big Sports Breakfast. It's the weekend.
Penrith Mazda Centre are the BT50 experts. Come and see the newly appointed Mazda Youth Centre at Penrith Mazda with over 50 youths on display. Let the specialists at Penrith Mazda Centre tailor a BT50 to your specific needs. Penrith Mazda Centre, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, with more than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. So you're sure to find the Mazda you're looking for. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, just off the M4. MD18808.
This truly magical thoroughbred Able Friend going to win the Champions Bowl in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea. The best of Asian racing. Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
I lost the beer gut.
My husband lost his beer gut.
Our dad lost his beer gut.
Thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look our best.
Everyone's on their way.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The country championships are coming to Wellington.
Come on, come on, come on.
It's more than horses and fashion. It's a cool, hip place to play. So come on, get in, get down, see the best horses around.
The championships, Wellington, Sunday, March 12.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
We do have prizes to give away today. I'm not sure that this one will get one. It'll go close, Raymond. Boys, has Virat Kohli been talking to Tim Simona? Dave from the Gold Coast. No, Dave.
What was he doing?
No, he wasn't talking to Tim Simona. Thank you very much.
Dear idea. Anyway, we're on top there, Jimmy, so let's hope none for 40 at stumps, 149 behind, one hand on the Border Gavaskar Trophy. I tell you what, this man, oh, it might be a bit of a stretch to say he's got one hand on a Golden Sipper Trophy, but he's getting closer and closer. Michael Friedman's been good enough to join us bright and early this morning. Michael, good morning. Teaspoon's virtually in the race. Yesterday, Frolic gave a compelling reason for her to run. Will both fillies line up in 2 weeks' time?
Morning, guys. Definitely. The intention was that if she could, you know, win yesterday and get herself qualified, then we'd head that way. And she certainly pulled up well this morning. So they'll both head that way.
Michael, why on earth are you going to Hong Kong? You're slaying him here in Sydney.
He comes in with a bounce of first ball.
So easy here.
It's a little ironic, I guess, that, you know, a week or two after announcing going to Hong Kong that we're, you know, the stable's having a great run. Mm. So, I guess a few mixed feelings, but I'm still very comfortable with the decision.
Just looking at that run of Frolic and a really good ride from Tommy Berry, quite obviously, but first race of the day and went straight to the outside fence. Had you spoken about that to him prior to the run?
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy grabbed me before the first race and we sat down and had a bit of a chat about tactics, and he was quite adamant. He said if the field tracks out to sort of towards the middle of the track, he said, I've got no qualms about heading towards the outside fence. He said, I think it's definitely significantly better going out there, and if we get the opportunity to get there, that's what I'll be doing. And, you know, myself and Tom Kelly, the owner, was quite happy with that.
Michael, I get the impression Frolic sort of snuck up on you a bit. I think her win in the English Classic was terrific, and she went to another level again yesterday. And going into a Golden Slipper, you've got a filly who's well and truly on the rise.
Absolutely. She probably has crept up a little bit, to be fair. I did think after her run at Canterbury, where she finished a really good second behind Marsupial, that, you know, whether she was Golden Slipper material, probably that would have been a stretch. But definitely heading the right way. She, as you said, she went to a new level in the English Classic and showed a great turn of foot. And I thought yesterday, you know, I know there's probably some excuses for others on that sort of surface, but again, you know, she showed, even in those conditions, showed a pretty good turn of foot. And, you know, I think if she has a good couple of weeks and, you know, we get her into the slipper in good order, I'm sure she'll acquit herself really well.
She's now an $11 chance. Teaspoon is a $51 chance. Just out of interest, with obviously an eye on those two runners, Michael, what surface would you like in 2 weeks' time at Rose Hill?
Oh, look, I think I would prefer to have a good track, but I guess, you know, in both fillies' cases, it's nice to know that if we did get rain and the track came up pretty wet, that it's not going to sort of preclude them from being able to run at their best. But I do feel that both fillies are better on top of the ground.
Mm. Gee, Teaspoon's overs, Michael, $51 still. Her run last week was tremendous.
Yeah, I think it's crazy odds. Yeah. I'll be happy to take some of it.
Yeah. Michael, I know Jimmy asked you at the start, the decisions behind the move to Hong Kong. Obviously, Hong Kong is a totally different training environment, particularly for a young trainer on the rise. Primarily, all your overheads are taken care of, aren't they, to a certain degree?
Yeah, that's the case. I mean, look, it's a decision that I found a fairly easy one to make. It's a place that I've, you know, had my eye on and sort of had ambitions to get to for quite a number of years. I think from memory, I put an application in there about 4 or 5 years ago when I was in Singapore. And whilst it was an easy decision to make, it's not one that I took lightly. You know, since I've come back here, you know, just over 12 months ago, I've had, you know, amazing support from owners, and, you know, my brother Richard has sort of helped set up a pre-training establishment at Hawkesbury, which has been integral to how the stable's sort of got off to such a good start, particularly with these two-year-olds, because he does such a good job with them, and that certainly makes my job a lot easier at this end. And, you know, for those reasons and the people that have backed me and people that have got involved, it wasn't something that I took lightly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess in life you have to make decisions that you think, you know, are the right ones and that sort of best fit, you know, your future plans. And I had to make one at the time. And, yeah, look, obviously having a bit of success at the moment, as I said before, gives a few mixed feelings. But I'm confident, well, hopeful and confident that it'll be the right one.
What happens to your current horses? What happens to the horses in your stable now?
Well, the ones that are sort of up and racing, of which there's probably about, I think, 6 or 8 of them, I'm just going to continue training them through until basically the end of the carnival, which I guess will be around about mid-April. So it's only a small select team, but, you know, I've still got a fair way to go time-wise before I actually have to move up to Hong Kong, so... I'm looking forward to the next 4 to 6 weeks with a few of these horses. Of the unraced ones, or the ones that Richard has in pre-training, they'll gradually and have already started to sort of find new homes, which is good for the owners because I understand they've got to sort of get their plans in order with them. So gradually over the next sort of month or so, they'll start to find new stables, and I'll pretty much wind things up from my end about the middle of April.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, just one final question. Outside of your two fillies, who are both going to the Golden Slipper in really good form, who's the horse to beat?
Out of the two of them, do you mean?
Oh, outside of
the main
your
opposition?
Two. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I still think it's pretty wide open. I think today's race at Canberra will you know, add another dimension to the whole picture. But, look, I still think the filly that ran second yesterday is going to be a great chance. I thought... Hootson was very impressive in Brisbane with the big weight yesterday. She's obviously got to be a chance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I still think it's pretty wide open, but I do have an inkling that the fillies have got it on the colts this year. That's probably my belief. So I think if whichever will be the winner, I tend to think it'll be a filly anyway.
Well, that's reflected in the betting. A top four in the betting, all fillies, including yours, Frolic, Michael. Thanks for joining us this morning, and the very best of luck in the next 2 weeks going to the Golden Slipper.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Michael.
There is Michael Friedman, two runners in the Golden Slipper. She Will Reign is still the $3.60 favourite, despite that loss to Frolic yesterday. Hootson, $4.60. Catchy, $11. That's a gap in the market, isn't there? Catchy, $11. Frolic, $11. Pariah 11 as well for Peter and Paul Snowden. They might have four runners going in the Golden Slipper. So we will find out more about that today at the Black Opal down there in Canberra. 1353 53 is the open line number. The SMS are flying in today, aren't they? Fantastic. What about this one? Hi, boys. What a great day yesterday. Dragons win. Got 100 to 1 on Joel Thompson scoring two tries. 50 to 1 first try. Laramane. Laramane meaning a big multi, and the Aussies on top in India. Happy for March 4, 2017 to be my Groundhog Day.
He sounds like he had a good day, didn't he?
Yeah, no name on that one, but fair enough. Oh, sorry, Dougie.
Yep.
Good on you, Dougie.
And here's one from, hey, Ray, how about you recognise the other joint venture partner and refer to the West Tigers as Wests rather than just the Tigers just for today? Kind regards, Greg from Yaguna.
Well, you do what Greg from Yaguna says, because Greg...
And that is because?
In a previous lifetime, used to work for the ATO. So.
Well, what he's saying there also applies to St. George Illawarra.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, sometimes you just call them St. George.
I know.
Yeah, I do.
The
old Havis die hard, Roman.
By that before.
Yeah. 1353 53, the open line number. Dougie is there. Hello, Dougie.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Ray. How are you?
Good morning,
well,
Doug.
Mate. What do you got for us, Dougie?
I love your show. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure, mate.
Every time, Doug.
Let's talk about why did Mitch Rayner play with Penrith yesterday, or he didn't play?
No, he played in the Intra-Super Premiership team.
Oh, right, yeah. I think Penrith have got to just do their homework again, I should imagine. There's just nothing going on now.
It's hard to say, oh, well, Peter Wallace didn't do his job out of dummy half, because that wasn't the reason they didn't win. They might improve with Mitch Rayne in the hooker position, but that wasn't the reason they didn't win yesterday.
Yeah, they've got to be... they've got a few injuries. I think a couple of players are out. I think there's a big forward called, I can't think of his name, but he did play yesterday. I forgot his name.
Tamo played, Regan Campbell-Gillard played, Trent Merrin played. They were.
Yeah, he's singing McKenzie.
He played for Canterbury before too, I think, and then he played for...
Tim Brown played.
Yeah, Tim Brown, yeah.
Yeah. No, look, if you're Penrith and you want to throw off some excuses today, there's looking in the wrong place.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, we just got to stop dropping ball and just.
Well, it's early days, Doug. There's always those sort of funny results in the first month, and I even saw some people refer to Cronulla's opening loss as a premiership hangover. They play well, got beaten, but you can't, Jimmy. You can't put too much. You can't rule things in and out after one round or
four
even
or
a
five,
month.
Yeah. 4 or 5 weeks. You need to. Before you start getting a pattern that you think might emerge.
Correct.
And even then, there'll be different runs during the course of the year, isn't there?
Yeah.
Always. 1353 53, the open line number. G'day, Adrian.
How are you going?
Very well.
Morning, Adrian.
What do you got for us?
Well, just on Canterbury and the Dragons. First of all, when is Canterbury going to give up on the experiment that Moses Mbai should be playing in the half?
Not any time soon, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, they're going to continue to be absolutely clueless then, because, honestly... He's not a half. They got the worst halves pairing in the competition. They were terrible the other night.
Were they terrible? No, were they terrible?
I
don't think they were terrible.
Well,
but I agree with. Well, I'm not going to say they're the worst halves in the competition. I agree with you. I don't think Moses Mbai's position is halfback.
Yeah. Tell me a worst halves pairing then, Jimmy.
Standby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, Josh Reynolds is a guy I'd have in my team every time, but I'd have him at 14.
I'd play Josh Reynolds at 9 because Leisha was only marginally better, and he's not the answer. I don't know what's happened there. Clemmer's got to play up front with Cassiano. Graham and Tolman, you almost wouldn't have them in your 17 the way they're going. And I said at the time, too, that put it this way, if I was picking three players to put a squad together from Canterbury, I'd take Cassiano, I'd take Raymond Fatula Mariner, and I'd take Brinko Lee. That'd be the three I'd take out of that club. Even Josh Jackson, I mean, strong player, but anyway, they've got massive problems. And if I'm playing the Roosters on Thursday, you'd really want, I reckon, 40 and a half point start to feel safe.
40 and a half.
Did you say 14 and a half, or did you say 40 and a half?
He said 40, didn't he?
I think he said 40 and a half. So,
I didn't think they were too bad.
The thing about
they weren't too bad, the Bulldogs. They defensively were great.
It wasn't a good team.
In
difficult conditions, too. I've just got to say that if Adrian was the CEO or the coach of a club, if Very hard to win with just three players.
Yeah. He's right. They have got attacking issues, but defensively they were very good. They were playing the Storm, and they can take a few positives out of that game, Jim.
If I was a Bulldog supporter, I wouldn't be that positive.
Really?
No. If I was a Bulldog. There's a lot of other sides that
so
could be...
So you're saying Adrian's right.
That's going to pain me to say that. Let's just go to an ad break.
Our next caller, Tom, has something to say to a special loved one.
It's the horse, clearly innocent. Just love him. Backed him at the country championships at Royal Randwick in 2016. Weaved his way through traffic and raced straight into my heart.
Stunning, Tom. Yeah. It's easy to love a bet this autumn because we've got hard racing offers on all the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Bet you love that.
Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look our best.
Everyone's on their way
to the championship.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The provincial championships are coming to Gosford.
Come on, come on, come on.
There's more than horses and fashion. It's a cool, hip place to play.
So come on, get down. See the big horses around.
The championships. Gosford, Wednesday, March 15th.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. AstiVita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
There's a medical problem affecting millions of men, but we don't talk about it. Let's call them performance problems. And problems getting or maintaining, well, you get it. Thing is, most guys would rather suffer in silence than risk an embarrassing appointment with a doctor or chemist. But there may be a cure. And finding it is as easy as talking to the professionals at Men's Health Clinic. Visit mhc.com.au or call 133-MHC to get this fixed today. Men's Health Clinic, 133-MHC.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda.
The BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. Jimmy, on the back of what we saw with Greg Inglis and the fact that he wasn't dragged and played on with injury, you've had a flash of inspiration and come up with a terrific talk topic.
And there's a lot of people wanting to have their say about it too, Roman. Morning, guys. Leaving GI out there was just dumb. He could have put Walker to fullback, Cody Walker, and Cook into the halves, but also we allowed too many offloads and the kick chase was woeful. I've got to say, some of the best West Tigers tries were outstanding. Rather watch them. Just not against my team. That's Darren from Macquarie Fields. And then this is interesting, Jack from Cowra. Boys, if we talk about a bad look for the NRL, what we witnessed on Friday night would be up there with the best of them. A player asking to come off because he couldn't go on, and he's told to stay. All the talk about player welfare has been thrown out the window. Now,
really, I don't
think GI asked to come off. In fact, I think it was the opposite, based on reports that we're hearing, that he wanted to stay on there. But you just wonder whether he did any more damage to them.
$64 question, Jim, we'll never know. Leads us to our talk topic. Flash of inspiration from James Smith.
Performances from injured players. Players refused to leave the field and put in heroic performances. So
have you got one?
There's a stack of them. And a lot of them around the South Sydney club, interestingly. Clive Churchill, 1955, broken arm.
When they made that great run to the finals.
They were last at the end of round one.
Had to win every game or something.
That's right. Yeah. And then he kicked the goal from the sideline with the broken arm.
To keep him in the hunt, yeah.
1955. So there's one. Raymond.
Rick McCosker. Broken jaw. Centenary test, was it? MCG.
By the way, he has been a legend of the game too.
He has
Rick McCosker on this program.
I'll never forget that.
Came out swathed in bandages,
I'll
didn't
never
he?
Forget
Looked
it.
Like a mummy.
And needed to, as it turned out, get those extra runs.
And he put on a very good partnership with Rodney Marsh.
Who scored 130-odd.
And they ended up winning the game by?
45 runs, the
same
score as the 1877 first test.
Oh, how good.
So we're off to a flyer here.
Yeah, we are off to a flyer, absolutely. 1353-53, the open line number. But got to get through our race replays from yesterday.
Very importantly. We did hear from Michael Friedman earlier. Let's go straight to the race replay, the Riesling Stakes. Frolic was too good for She Will Reign. They're both right in the Golden Slipper.
She Will Reign, the hot favourite, is just stalking from within as they turn. So Marrera's come about five, six. No, he's going right to the middle of the track now and from within. And Ben Mellum's right in its slipstream on She Will Reign. And she's given a bit more rein to close off, and she does it very quickly. Here's Frolic coming right down the outside with a huge run. She Will Reign will have to lift. Frolic moves up the outside. Frolic race to the lead. Kicked away. Ridden stone cold. What a performance this. Frolic draws away to beat She Will Reign. Villa Collada third. She's on cue.
We talked to Michael Freeman, as you said, $11 for Frolic, but she can't lose any friends for that performance. She Will
Very
Reign.
Brave, yeah.
Gary
yeah.
Portelli is.
And we won't get
still
a track.
Be bullish.
I doubt we'll get a track that wet for the Golden Slipper.
Of course not. No. Mm. It'll be Rose. It's Rose Hill. Exactly. It'll be fine out there.
Team Snowden, didn't they do the right thing? Yes, a stroke of genius. They scratched Khan to save Khan for the Black Opal today.
Yes.
Expect a big improvement from him. They relied on Gunnison and Invader. They need to run 1-2 in the Golden to earn starts in the Golden Slipper. What was the result of the Todman Stakes? A Snowden 1-2.
Now wider out with a big white face as Minari is trying to lengthen, getting past Barast into the straight. Gunnison in the middle of the track leads. Over on the far side is Showtime. Minari's putting in good strides on the outside. He banged into Invader. It's Gunnison still in front. Invader is giving chase. It's Gunnison from Invader. The Snowden pair fighting it out. Invader's going to Gunnison. Gunnison still in front from Invader, who makes one last lunge. They hit it. Oh, close. Gunnison, maybe. Maybe Gunnison from Invader, but it's tight. Not sure third.
Really interesting, this one. Gunnison, $26. Invader, $26. You heard in the call there from Darren that Minari did bump into Invader down the street, making a run down the outside there. And Veronillo. Thoughts on the performance of Veronillo?
Very good.
Still
right
in the market
in the Golden
there
Slipper.
At $15.
And watch for Godolphin's Trekking. Scratch from yesterday, running against Khan and others in the Black Opal today. He's the Godolphin Sleeper. Trekking, big
you
watch.
Said that. You said that 6 weeks ago.
I did, yeah. But, well, he's got to get there first. Canterbury Stakes, this was a fantastic race. Some brilliant rides, compelling to watch. Le Romain beats Chautauqua in an absolute thriller.
Haraki and Chautauqua. Berry's going up the inside as they race around the turn. Music Magnate goes up to Hugo Foscolo. Le Romain, impending, travels up the outside. Haraki, Chautauqua's going up towards the rails. It's Music Magnate being tackled by Chautauqua. But down the outside is Le Romain. Chautauqua, Le Romain, impending, and Haraki the outside. Great finish coming up. Le Romain goes to Chautauqua. Le Romain, Chautauqua, nose and nose to the line. They hit it. Oh, close. Close one. Le Romain and Chautauqua. What a finish. Haraki third. Followed by...
Extraordinary number of photo finishes there.
There was,
wasn't
yeah.
there? Yeah, it
great
was an
racing.
Excellent call there from Darren Flindell. So there you go. It's Le Romain got the job done. So we go to the Doncaster. $8 equal favourite with Haraki.
It was Chautauqua. A very good third yesterday, Haraki, too, first up.
Chautauqua is $11, along with McCreary and Oh My Sword in the Doncaster Mile Market. And if you look at the TJ, we'll get an understanding, I guess, from Michael Hawks today, but Chautauqua and Spieth, $6 equal favourites for the TJ Smith.
Of course, run on the same day, the TJ and the Doncaster.
Yeah, so you've got to pick your way.
Really
don't
tough
you?
Call.
So what are we looking at, 1,600 or 1,200?
Yeah.
Did Chautauqua get the distance?
Glenn Schofield questioned whether he did or not, but I thought he did. And anyway, I thought he was terrific. So big decision coming up for Team Hawks, which way they go there. English, probably not perfectly suited on the heavy track, but a class got a home. Great run by Red Zell in the Challenge Stakes.
English will have to take a run towards the inside, so well, wouldn't it be nice closest to the fence? Ball of Muscle turns in front of Jungle Edge and Red Zell. English is starting to scoop them up in the centre of the track, going between runners, Fear Lines, and further back to Kentucky Miss Cepedo, right down the stands rail. English in front, English from Red Zell, Fear Lines, Cepedo's getting tight for room. English kicking from Red Zell, who's making a late surge. It's English in front of Red Zell. Red Zell's levelling up with English, missed! English makes it back-to-back challenges just in a close photo from Red Zell. Third between Fairlines and Sepito.
Same TJ Smith market. English now a $15 chance in that one as well.
She's on track. Chris Lee's just edged out Team Hawks with Le Romaine and Chautauqua. In the other group one, though, of the day, it was a reverse with Team Hawks getting their revenge, so to speak. Inference coming from last to catch the leader until the last few bounds. The Chris Lee's trained Invincible Gem.
Just over 400 metres to run. The filly's got a kick, Invincible Gem. A couple in front coming through, closest to the inside. Man from Uncle, then Hardham, further back, Impavido. And Inference is making good ground. Invincible Gem coming to the stands rail. In front from coming through with Inference closing off hard. Invincible Gem, she's got Inference surging home on the outside. Inference goes up to Invincible Gem, and Inference has come from last to win the guineas. Inference beat Invincible Gem, coming through third.
All right, let's have a look at now. You're looking at some markets here now. Just before we came on air, Ray Thomas said to me, make mention of the fact that I plugged
in. I did not say that.
People out there in listener land know what you're like, Ray.
You said to me,
now, remember I tipped Inference to be a Melbourne Cup winner and a Derby winner. So can you go on air and remind people of that? And I said, all right,
this
Ray,
just gives
right.
people like Polly more ammunition to bag me.
Inference a $51 chance for the Melbourne Cup, but obviously you've got lots of targets prior to that. I'm doing that facetiously. Ray would never do that, as we know. But you did say that about facetious Inference.
What price is in the Derby? He's $6 favourite now, I think.
Yeah, we're going to have a look at the Derby market. $6 favourite spot on. Prized Icon, $11, Anaheim, and coming through at $15.
Yeah, you mentioned Prize Icon. He was very good yesterday in the Australian guineas at Flemington. A little bit unlucky. The winner, Hey Doc, had the perfect barrier, lovely ride, too good. Prize Icon had the flashing light.
Into the straight, and Furyk led narrowly. Attention's quickly off the rail for Preble. Then came Haydock. He's getting right up on the inside now from Legless Verve, Oakdoor, Land of Plenty. Seabirds and Prize Icon making ground behind the leader. Furyk tackled now by Haydock. Haydock got up on the inside, hit the lead for Curry. Seabirds is following him home. Prize Icon getting through. Haydock a good leader, though. At the 100, he's two in front of Prize Icon, Harlow Gold. Haydock in front. Will he run the mile out? You betcha. Haydock beat Prize Icon. Stinson gets home for third, and then Harlow Gold Anaheim.
So a good performance there from Haydock.
Big run, Prized Icon.
Doncaster, $15 Haydock with a host of other horses, Astern, Blackheart Bart, Dixie Blossoms, Global Glamour, Tozen Stardom, they're all there at the $15 mark.
He was good, Haydock.
Is that it,
well,
mate?
That's it. You happy with that?
We're all done. You're kidding me, aren't you?
You want some more?
Yeah, we've got another three up your sleeve somewhere, have you?
You want some more?
Red Zell will be very hard to beat in the Galaxy. Great run yesterday. Also, Rocket Commander beaten off, then fought back and won. Game effort. Regards, Eagle Eyed Phil. Yeah, you're right, Eagle Eyed Phil. What was even better was the fact that I'd backed it.
Well done.
Yeah. I'd also backed Invincible Gem too. Very disappointed about that. Anyway, time for a break. 1353-53 is the open line number. After the break, we'll have a chat with Tommy Berry. Three winners for Tom yesterday at Royal Randwick.
This Friday, see some of our best fillies competing in the Kemp Lagrange Classic.
She's a tough filly, single gaze. She fights them off and wins it.
Plus, the Burt Lilly Memorial. Get your Kemp Lagrange tips from 10 Friday morning on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
All covered, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the champion stakes and lived up to the fight.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
Terrible.
Oh, we're on air now, are we? We're going to be told. Okay, producer Jeremy, get out of the program. Seriously. You know what I used to like? When producer Jeremy would say at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, depending on, all right, I'll see you in 3 hours. That's when the show works best.
How are you going with your tips, by the way?
How many games down are we? Six?
Six.
Five from six.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. The only one I got wrong was the Panthers and Dragons.
Still yours next week, then. I thought the Sharkies would start off with a win, and it's been downhill ever since for me after that.
Don't worry. History tells me I won't last long at the top.
You're flying.
Like to gain bragging rights over your mates this footy season, then to be sure to be enter the sports Sky Sports Radio NRL Tipping Comp. I entered this.
And you're on top by the sounds of it.
Wow.
Everyone's having a shocking
Maybe
first
there's
round.
A desperate Dragons fan out there that really did believe that they could win, and they were proven to be correct. Thanks to our friends at Ambassador Travel, you could also win a trip for two to the 2017 Hong Kong International, the Melbourne Cup, or the Cox Plate. Inference will win the Melbourne Cup. Simply go to the Big Sports Breakfast website, click enter on the competition link, then follow the prompts to submit your tips and register. The Sky Sports Radio NRL Tipping Comp, adding even more excitement and bragging rights to your 2017 footy season.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Jimmy, just in our talk topic,
yes,
which you described as players playing injured or heroic performances,
etc. Heroic performances through injury, yes.
This is from my good friend Neil Breen. Tiger Woods' last major, the US Open 2008. Played most of the tournament with a ruptured ACL and won in a 19th hole playoff. Went straight for his Rico after that and didn't return until well into 2009. Remember, he was limping up the fairways day and he...
And that was the last time he won a major,
correct,
was it?
Correct, yeah.
So that's a decade ago. And some niff-nuffs out there say that he can come back and be a force again in 2017.
Is that another one of my stupid, fearless predictions?
Bruni's listening to it. Is he good on him, Bruni? We should send him out a CD, courtesy of Sony Music.
He usually goes for his morning swim on a Sunday.
He does. Well, I've seen him walking around with his headphones on, his Walkman, so he can use his CD there.
Trucky Tracks.
Right. Troy Cassadale's there and Adam Harvey. Kenny Chesney.
Do you reckon our next guest would like a CD, Trucky Tracks?
I don't know. Tommy Berry, I don't know where his music
is. He's got to drive to Canberra today, so he might need...
Oh, all right.
We'll ask him.
That's a good question.
Tom, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And, well, does it suit you, Tom, Trucky Tracks?
No, not quite mine, mate. How are you?
Yeah, terrific, Tom. Hey, Tom, congratulations. Great day yesterday. And I was saying to Jimmy before we went on air, one of the things that I enjoyed about yesterday was just watching the jockeys having to ride the track, and it was obviously very different racing. It must have been tough out there, though, Tom.
Yeah, it was, and it was difficult when you get a track like that. And there was times in the day where we're sort of waiting for the track to even up and the inside to sort of become right again, but it didn't eventuate. A few jockeys tried it during the day, and it was a bit of a race to the outside fence. It was hard if you drew in, and but it made for some great racing.
Hey, Tom, we just spoke to Michael Freeman. Frolic, obviously, in the first, and an excellent win and a great ride from yourself. There's a lot of courage that we know is associated with being a jockey, but one of them is the decisions that you make as well. That's a big call from you to say, right, I'm going straight to the outside fence. What gave you that confidence?
Oh, just walking the track. I walk the tracks very often, every time I go to the races, and you get to know the tracks really well, and so you believe in what you're doing and in the homework you're doing. Walking the track, I felt it was significantly better and firmer on the outside fence. I thought it was closer to a soft than a heavy, and right. You don't get it very often in tracks, and so that gave me the confidence to sort of do what I did. And you still got it at the back of your mind that if I do it and get beat, you're going to get crucified. And that was one of my reasons why I went and saw the stewards, just to notify them and let them know what my thoughts were, just so they had an idea before I went out and did it.
Well, it paid off spectacularly well.
Everyone,
Tom.
Followed.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. Tom, have you locked in your golden slipper ride? Is it Frolic?
Yeah, more than likely. I've been on the phone with the manager this morning, and I will be in contact with Michael later on today.
Terrific. Yeah, well, we did mention to Michael earlier that this filly sort of snuck up on Michael a little bit, but you're on a filly that's improving all the time. That's what you want going into a golden slipper, Tom.
Yeah, 100%. Early on, I think I trialled her at a first ever trial, and I said, you've got a nice, midweek filly here. And then when I rode her at Canterbury, I said, you've got a nice fakes filly, and it just kept getting better and better. She's one out of the box. It's just kept improving, and She's only a light filly, but she gets over the ground really well. And as I said, she feels like she'll be better once she gets to 1400 and a mile. But in a fast run slipper like they always are, she'll be the one hitting the line strongly.
You found that outside fence again with Inference. Great win. Now people talking about, the Hawks Yard talking about him as a superstar. Do you get that feeling, or what is it about this horse? From what I understand, now switching off during racing, which is something that he didn't do previously.
Yeah, look, last preparation, that was probably a thing that cost him a couple of races, getting on the bridle and throwing his head around. These preparations have all been about getting the switch off, and he was still right on the chewy last start when he ran a really gallant race. But the key to him winning yesterday, I think, was just getting him to switch off that first half of the race. And when I was able to sort of get to the best part of the track and put a few around the saddle, he really stretched out well and gave me a great feel. But he's a very determined animal, and his will to win was he's taken a none, and you saw that yesterday when he pinned his ears back and took that tight run up the outside fence, and he just shows that the further he goes, the better he'll be.
Yeah, he was great, and even in defeat, Chautauqua was great yesterday as well, Tom.
Yeah, look, it's gut-wrenching to get beat in the nose, but, you know, that's racing, but yeah, he wasn't really handling the track early in the race, and one thing I've learnt with riding Chautauqua is just being able to keep him in a comfort zone is the key to him winning races, and I've given away big starts on him before and won by doing that. And when he wasn't handling the track yesterday, I thought to myself, I'd just let him balance up and travel for me, because if I get him out of his comfort zone, then we're finished. So I did that, but there was a stage in the race, once I got the half mile, I knew I had to make some ground up. And from the half mile to the 600, I used a fair bit of gas just to get to the back of him. So I just didn't feel that going to the outside and coming around him. So I thought my run would end quite quick, so I elected to cut up underneath and save a lot of ground coming around the bend, and if anything, I probably got there a little bit too early, but he was really gallant in defeat and beaten by a multiple Group 1 winner. He's a very good horse in his day.
Talk about gallant. Gallant in victory. Rocket Commander, I thought she did very well. Was she headed in the straight by Hieroglyphics there at one stage, Tom?
Yeah, well, Hieroglyphics put about two lengths on me at the top of the straight. And look like the winner, but you know, my mare, she was dropping back from 1400 on the back up a week ago from Melbourne. So if anything, she was, you know, by far the fittest horse in the race. And you know, we used that to our advantage. And she was out sprinting a little bit at the top of the straight, but she was always going to be strong late. And Hieroglyphics, obviously stepping up in trip and on a heavy track, was always going to be found wanting late. So it definitely suited me, the conditions of the race, and you know, it was just a great training performance by Matthew Dale.
And it wasn't a Group 1, Tom, but I think you really gained a lot of satisfaction out of that win and dedicated the win to the memory of Rihanna Thompson, who very, very sadly passed away on Friday morning, the trackwork rider from Canberra.
Yeah, no, it was obviously very special for everyone involved and everyone in Canberra. It's been a very tough week for them, and it will continue to be a tough few weeks ahead, so it was a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel for the community here, and it's going to be a big day for them with the Black April. It's going to be a bit bittersweet, but it'll be nice to see everyone together.
Well, your ride there is, Tommy's riding Reflectivity in the Black April, amongst other good rides today. Great mean down there this afternoon. Tom, really appreciate you joining us this morning, and the very best of luck in Canberra today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for that, Ray.
Thanks.
There he is, Tommy Berry. Appreciate his time. Yes, and from everyone here at the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, our condolences to Rihanna's family, the Thompson family. Very sad news.
Terrific. Tragic story.
1353-53 is the open line number, and we're just about coming up to news time at 8 o'clock. If you want to get involved in the program, you can do that. You can do it via SMS as well. 0419-SMS-BSB. That's 0419-767-272. Before we get to those SMS, time now to get some scratchings from around New South Wales. Of course,
big day today.
Big day at Canberra, the big day at Scone as well.
Country Championships qualifier at Scone and the Black Opal in Canberra.
Yeah, and we say good morning for the first time to Tanya.
Good morning. Morning, everyone. Morning. Scone, Country Championship qualifier day. Weather overcast, track soft, 5 rail true, and there are 21 scratchings. Out of race 1, take out 9 Sojournist, 16 Meteor in sight, and 17 Arabian, 9, 16, and 17. Race 2 is clear. Race 3, number 6, The Hunter, 11 My Little Diva, 6 and 11. Out of race 4, take out 3 Seabag, 8 Barangaroo Lass, 11 Hatchy Oki, and 12 Liberty Pride. 3, 8, 11 and 12 from race 4. Out of race 5, number 1, Aristocrats, 6, Lethal, 8, Monday's Expert, and 13, Element of Luck, also 16, Get Ot. 1, 6, 8, 13 and 16 from race 5. Out of race 6, number 10, Born Lucky. take 10 from race 6. The big one, the championships, the country championships qualifier, race 7, take out number 1, 3 sheets, 12, Alliterate, 15, Huge, and 17, Pellerin. 1, 12, 15, and 17 from race 7. And out of race 8, number 11, Ginger Snap, and 14, Broback. 11 and 14 from race 8 at Scone. Don't have Canberra at the moment, not entirely final.
10, I can run in 3. Won't be with the class and style that you do, but...
Have you got Canberra now? Are they final now?
Yes,
off
I'll try and do them. In Canberra Scratchings, race 1, number 3, Wild 5, and 12, Tally Room are out. Race 2, numbers 5, Premier's Gift, 6, Girls Own, 8, Supreme Lad, and 19, Like a Shot. 5, 6, 8, and 19 out of race 2. Race 3, numbers 5, Sweet Serendipity, 6, Saron, and 17, Nikoff. 5, 6, and 17. Race 4, numbers 10, He's a Given, and 13, I'm Rockin'. 4, 10 and 13 from race 4. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, number 8, Shalmaneser, and number 9, Hunter Jack. 8 and 9 out of race 6. Race 7 is a big one in Canberra, the Black Opal Stakes. Important scratchings here, Jimmy and 10. Numbers 1, Jukebox is out. 4, Minari, and 6, Hootson. 12, Gunnison, 13, From Within, and 14, Villa Carlotta. Most of those raced yesterday. Out of the Black Opal, numbers 1, 4, 6, 12, 13, and 14 from race 7. And race 8, number 5, Travancore, 6, Remunerator, and number 12, Skye. 5, 6, and 12 from race 8 in Canberra. How'd I go, Tan?
I'll give you an 8.5. There's room for improvement.
Can we never have that again, please, Tan? Yes, it's big. All right, Raven, to the all-important tips. Yep. I backed them yesterday, last week.
We had one, didn't we? Is it absolute moral at Scone? Race 6, number 6, Red Knot will win. Race 6, number 6, Red Knot at Scone. In the big one, the country championship.
Sorry, before we go any further, just one thing I did say to myself was make sure I get these tips from Ray before he announces them, because you always end up the shortening in the market.
Is that because you unload?
No, let me assure you it's not because I unload. Before I get there.
Oh, dear.
Everyone's waiting on their tab app now, ready to go.
Well, the country championship qualifier, very good race this at Scone. Race 7, I'm going for number 9, Careless Choice, first up to beat number 7 in Vienna. Number 11 in Vienna, owned by our good friend Sean Cosgrove and Ashley McGregor. Be very hard to beat. But in the country championship qualifier, number 9, Careless Choice,
and
to beat number 11 in Vienna in race 7.
Can the Daily Telegraph use another picture of Greg Bennett besides that one? Morning, Greg.
Canberra this afternoon. Very good horse running at Canberra in the Canberra Guineas. Race 5, number 2. Do you pronounce it Eusebio? Pronounce after the soccer player. Eusebio. He's a good horse, this bloke. Race 5, number 2, Eusebio. And in the Black Opal, race 7, number 5, Trekking. He's finally back. Race 7, number 5, Trekking in the Black Opal.
You've liked Trekking for a long, long time from the Godolphin Yard. There are Ray Thomas's tips. Coming up after the news, Peter Peters, Michael Hawks, Andy Pascalides, and the event, Cinemas Quiz.
I'm Kim Cartwright. A severe fire danger rating has been forecast for today for parts of the Midwest Gascoyne and Goldfields Midlands in Western Australia, including parts of Carnarvon, Shark Bay, Kalgoorlie Boulder, Coolgardie, Dundas, Laverton, Leonora, Menzies, Sandstone and Wiluna. There is also a cyclone advice for northern parts of the Kimberley in the Shire of Wyndham, East Kimberley. A national lawyers group says child sex abuse victims will still end up having to sue for compensation because the maximum amount under the planned national redress scheme is wholly inadequate. Australian Lawyers Alliance spokesperson Dr. Andrew Morrison SC says the federal government's $150,000 cap is insufficient to meet the pain and suffering of survivors, let alone serious medical expenses or compensation for lost income resulting from injuries. He says the damages awarded under the New South Wales Civil Liability Act would be at least double that amount. South Australians are being warned of potential blackouts over the weekend because of planned work on an electricity transmission line in Victoria. The Australian Energy Market Operator says electricity supplies are expected to be sufficient, but there will be a lack of reserve for almost 12 hours. A 52-year-old man has been airlifted to John Hunter Hospital after a collision between a car and his bike on the mid-north coast. Emergency services were called to Lake Cathy, around 20 kilometres south of Port Macquarie, following reports of a crash. The man was taken to Port Macquarie before being flown to Newcastle, while the 29-year-old driver of the vehicle was treated at the scene for minor injuries. A 75-year-old pilot has died after his light plane crashed shortly after takeoff from Devonport Airport in Tasmania yesterday afternoon. Police have named him as Milford Knight from Wesley Vale. There were no other passengers on board the aircraft when it crashed around 3:45 yesterday afternoon. Two men have been assaulted by a woman and two other men at a fast food restaurant on Sydney's North Shore. Police say the woman approached the two men in the early hours of this morning on Military Road at Cremorne and assaulted one of them before the two men who were with her assaulted both of the men. Police say they are pleased with the overall crowd behaviour following this year's Sydney Mardi Gras parade. Acting Assistant Commissioner Tony Crandall says most revellers were well behaved and only a small number were arrested for offences including assault, malicious damage, drug possession and refusing police directions. Dog-assisted searches of people at the parade's after party led to 15 arrests and 3 people charged for supplying illicit drugs.
Police subsequently arrested 15 people over alleged drug possession. 3 were charged for allegedly supplying illicit drugs, and 6 were issued with cannabis caution.
US President Donald Trump is accusing his predecessor Barack Obama of tapping his phone in Trump Tower. The president offered no evidence to support the accusation, which he equated to the Watergate scandal that forced Richard Nixon from the presidency. But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham has told a town hall meeting it's a serious charge to level.
I'm very worried that our president is suggesting that the former president has done something illegally.
Barack Obama has rejected the claims. Also in news, Malaysia has expelled the North Korean ambassador to the country after he said Malaysia's investigation into the murder of Kim Jong-nam could not be trusted. This is Air News. Australian women's cricket captain Meg Lanning is backing her side to finish the job against New Zealand today and keep the Rose Bowl for an 18th straight year. Australia won by 4 wickets on Thursday to level the one-day international series at 1-1, and Lanning says her side thrives under pressure. But the team may be forced to return to Bay Oval for the decider without star all-rounder Elise Perry, who injured her elbow while bowling. Meanwhile, to the cricket test in India, Nathan Lyon grabbed a career-best haul of 8 for 50 and Australia are 0 for 40 at stumps on day one, trailing India by 149 runs. Gold Coast might be a work in progress, but coach Neil Henry says that doesn't excuse some of their defensive failings in last night's 32-18 NRL defeat to the Sydney Roosters. The Titans were carved up far too easily in their pre-season opener, falling behind by 28-0 at the break after the Roosters piled on 5 unanswered tries. It was a poor performance from the hosts, although they nearly made up for it with an encouraging fight back in the second half. To tennis, and Ashley Barty's astonishing comeback has hit new heights as she stormed into the final of the Malaysian Open in Kuala Lumpur. Barty, who had to endure qualifying just to make the main draw, eased past
the Phillies
Chinese
got a kick, invincible
Jammer.
A couple in front coming through closest to the inside. Man from Uncle.
Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. Right to Portway, of course. Here's the traffic.
Invincible Jammer. New 7-Eleven Coffee Milk made with There's been an accident in Mount Bruchard on Elizabeth Drive at Reservoir Road. Also, filming on the Sydney Harbour Bridge has lane 4 closed until 9 a.m. In Bayview, really busy on Pittwater Road into the National Park. And Rouse Hill, Rouse Road at Kerry Road is still closed both ways after yesterday's rain. Install a Palmer's Glass Shower Screen, Sydney's most stylishly designed custom-made shower screen. Hurry, rare hot summer deals finishing soon. You can't go past Palmer's Glass. I'm Jess Capolupo on Sky Sports Radio.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus, they have vanities, toilet sweeps, basins, and freestanding and drop-in bars, and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy today, a 50% chance of showers, most likely during the morning and then in the afternoon. Winds. That's in the morning and then in the afternoon as well. Winds southwesterly, 15 to 20. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Invincible
it's like fair to go. Who writes
it's going to rain. It's
who writes
this?
Shower or two. Bureau of Meteorology.
Shower or two, just say that, Jim.
Tending southerly, 25 to 35. In the middle of the day. Maximum of 26, shower or two.
The good news is only 0 to 2 mils of rain. So it's a shower or two. It's all you had to say.
But a 60% chance now there. So. Hang on, it says 50% chance of rain over here, and then it says 60 over here.
Didn't producer Jeremy say tighten things up, fellas?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. What about Cronulla and Canberra?
Okay, Cronulla, your part of the world.
Uh-huh.
The boys out at Nippers this morning?
No, Nippers finished last week.
Oh, so lovely, Trace, you're listening.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, I won't go there then. Cronulla, the Smith Mansion, currently 19.5 degrees Celsius. Now, out at Canberra for Black Opal Stakes Stakes, currently 16, heading for a top of 26, chance of a shower or two in Canberra as well.
All covered, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the Champion Stakes and lifts up the fight.
International Racing at its very best, 7 days a week, across the Sky Racing Network. Our next caller, Tom, has something to say to a special loved one.
It's the horse, clearly innocent. Just love him. Backed him at the country championships at Royal Randwick in 2016. Weaved his way through traffic and raced straight into my heart.
Stunning, Tom. It's easy to love a bit this autumn because we've got hard racing offers on all the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Bet you love that. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, I think we're getting ready.
Got to look our best. Everyone's on their way.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The country championships are coming to Albury.
Come on, come on, come on.
Championships, Albury, Sunday, March 19th.
Is that Curtin? She's on cue.
Yeah, she done everything wrong.
The mighty All Blacks fell by Ireland for the first time in history. Their American dream has come true. It's taken 111 years, 29 meetings, and so much heartache.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Yeah, another big hour. Peter Peters very shortly. Michael Hawks, lots to talk about with the Hawks guard. Time to speak to our man, Peter Zorba. Peters, how good is the first round of the rugby league? Some incredible games. I reckon we've got an early nomination, Zorba, for game of the season, and it happened last night up at Townsville. Good morning, mate.
Morning, boys. Hey, Ray.
Good morning, Jim.
Wow.
Morning, Pete.
I'm still getting over last night. What an incredible game of football. I thought the best team lost. Ricky Stewart would be heading home today to Canberra thinking, I've got a genuine premiership threat. I mean, you look at that side. No Jared Croker, no Jack White. And Lay just went blow for blow. I reckon they were unlucky. I don't think there was a forward pass or Rapana's try which would have broken the deadlock and sealed the match, and then you've got that lucky try at the end for the Cowboys. The gods shined on them last night.
Yeah. But what we did see in that game was a punch, but we didn't see a sin binning.
Yeah, it's over, obviously, and we haven't been told the no-punch rule. I mean, how blatant was that from Leilu? It came from Townsville, that punch, and bang, didn't miss either.
It didn't, yeah.
And nothing happened. Well, you could hear on the audio, Thurston saying, can you take control of the game? It was a punch. Is the rules changed? Mm. I mean, the players were dumbfounded.
Yeah, might hear more about that. Hey, so,
I think we will. Yeah. It was a great game of football. And boy, I think we saw was like a heavyweight boxing match, wasn't it? I think a fading champion in the Cowboys up against the up-and-comer. I think the Cowboys will know that they're going to meet Canberra again in some big games, and they're going to be a tough opponent to beat.
Yeah, both teams should be there deep into September. as all, we've had a lot of discussion, Jimmy and I and our listeners this morning, about the Greg Inglis incident. In your opinion, he should have gone off, shouldn't he, straight away?
Well, it's always a difficult one when you've got a player of his stature saying, I'm okay. And that goes a long way with the doctor and with the staff and the coaching staff. And obviously, GI wanted to go back on. I don't know why, because he was just a passenger when he scored that try late in the first half. But look, it was a blunder. I think Souths have now put their hand up, and they're going to be without their star for probably the rest of the season. What a body blow for Souths. Mm. I mean, without him, I would scratch them off my finals hopes.
Totally. I'm the same with you. Mm. Now, the Dragons, the scoreline is correct. You're not seeing things, 42 points to 10. I used the old line that Phil Gould used once at a semi-final. Amani suits to a street fight. That's what it looked like to me yesterday against the Panthers.
Well, I just thought the St. George Illawarra pack were fantastic.
Yes.
Thompson scored early, but like Frizzell, hasn't he come on as a player? Like,
what an athlete.
Standing in origin. Yeah, he is an athlete, and he's got a bit of... Like, he's not a... I wouldn't classify him as a player that's going to go outside the law, but, boy, he just knows what to do. Mm. He was rushing up in defence last night, putting the Panthers players off. He hits hard. I think Paul Vaughan looks like he's going to be an outstanding buy for them.
Yes.
Like, he charged through them. DeBellin, now he's got rid of that silly pom-pom he has in his head. He's twice the player he was. Packer is doing really well, but I wish
like Russell Packer.
Kissing his teammates with those former lips that I'm sure belong to Kerry Packer. You've got McGuinness, who was outstanding at dummy half.
Yes.
And I think out in the backs, Widdop, who's playing for a contract, and Dugan were outstanding. Three tries to Thompson. They've made 700 metres more than Penrith in the forwards last night. Now, Penrith, you're right about playing in Armani suits. They've been reading the fact that they're favourites, and boy, they look sorely out of touch, right through their side. Their forwards just didn't name up, and the halves were, well, they're promising, but last night I thought they got outplayed.
Totally.
Obviously because their pack got outplayed, but it was a great performance by St. George Illawarra, and congratulations to their coach, who's under a lot of pressure, Mary McGregor. I thought he did a great job getting them ready. Boys, I love the extended ad-free coverage on Rugby League by Fox Sports, but some of the coverage is overkill. Beyond the run halftime interviews with players. Now, Jimmy, you've had to do this sometimes.
Yep.
And you don't get anything, do you? I mean, you get a puffed player that's on his way to the sheds that really is only doing it because he's been told to, that that's part of the deal. But we learn nothing. The team leading want to do the same thing for the next 40 minutes. Well, the side losing needs to improve its completions and pick up its defence. How boring is it? I mean, it's the same every time. It means nothing.
Yeah, you could see last night Mitchell Pearce was interviewed at halftime, and all he wanted to do was get to the sheds.
Get off.
And then the second question came, and you think, get him out of there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for a young girl who I've never seen before having that job last night. If the players know you, you're some hope. But they're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
You may as well not have it. And also... Look, I don't know. I don't like having one rule for some and another rule for others. But I saw Jonathan Thurston last night in the first 5 minutes. He's my favourite player, and I don't want to see anything happen to him that shouldn't. But, you know, he should have been sin bin last night. He kicked the ball dead in goal.
Yes.
Raiders fullback Zach Sando. He then shouldered him in goal.
Yes.
He fell over himself, Thurston. No penalty, no sin bin. It should have been a mandatory. Any other player, a penalty at least, and probably sin bin. I just think that from last night with the refs, we sort of had one ref we knew, and then we had a stranger, which I don't mind. I think that's good that we don't sort of highlight the referees too much, but I thought our senior blokes let us down last night in some instances.
You know, good point.
Yeah. I've got to say, though, did you see the hit Denamis Louis put on Jonathan Thurston when Lachlan Coote scored the try?
Yes.
Well,
it was a cracker. He keeps getting up.
But you can't expect him to keep
up.
Getting up.
I mean, he's the toughest bloke pound for pound since Jeff Turvey played.
Yeah.
He is just amazing. And every time he kicks the ball, you know he's going to get smashed. Some players are right on the edge with what they're doing. And I think that's one area of the game's got to look at again.
Yes.
We've got to protect our kickers. They do it in the NFL. Like, it's a tough job. But you know, I'm all for helping them. I saw a I've loved this kid since I saw him play last year, but he's better than ever, and I reckon he's already ready for Origin. And if he was in Queensland, I reckon he'd be in the Queensland Origin team pretty much as a replacement for Greg Inglis. And that's his look-alike, Latrell Mitchell. Like, left-hand side last night with Tupu, it was unbelievable what they did. He scored three tries. He could easily be, along with Radradra, the top try scorer in the competition this year. He's going to be a special player. And the Roosters' outside backs, their size, is just going to make them so much more awesome. And I thought that first up last night, Luke Keary was very good with Mitchell Pearce, and they're going to be a hard side to beat.
Yeah, no, some great footy in the first round. Saul, I know you love watching your junior footy, and you found a young man yesterday we might hear a lot more about shortly.
Well, we will, and I must admit that together with our talent scout at Manly, we've been looking at this kid for a couple of years. His dad used to play with Manly, Roger Best.
Right.
This young kid, his son, is only 15. He's playing for Newcastle in the Matthews Shield. He goes to school at Arimba, I think, on the Central Coast. Mm-hmm. And he scored four tries in the first 30 minutes yesterday at Cessnock, where Joey Johns grew up. And his name is Bradman Best. What a name. You can't get better than that.
Put pressure on the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Put some pressure on him. Bradman Best.
Bradman Best.
I love it.
Four tries.
And he can play too, Zorb.
Oh, he can play. Played fullback. I think he's a centre, 5'8". But Newcastle have him at the moment. But the Roosters, who are very big on the Central Coast now, and Manly, are really trying hard to snare him in the future. We'll be working hard on that former Manly player, Roger Best.
People will remember the name. Carlos Bradman Brathwaite. Best. Bradman Best.
Heard it first.
Now, Zappa.
Right, Zappa today. What's the start for the Knights?
Knights have got 14.5.
14.5. I'm tempted to tip them. I think the Warriors, they'll disappoint again sometimes, so it might as well be first up. I think the Knights will be competitive.
Okay.
They'll win, but at the line, I reckon them into Manly at the line.
Manly -1.5.
At Lotto Land.
At where? I thought you were playing at Brookvale.
At Lotto Land.
How many more plugs can you give it?
Lotto Land.
There's another one. All right, good stuff, Zorb. Enjoy your day today. Good luck to your Eagles, and we'll look forward to chatting next week.
Okay, boys.
See you. Here is Peter Peters, the latest in the world of rugby league. A break now on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. After that break, we're having a chat with Michael Hawks.
At B&E, we're cooking up a storm this month.
What are you cooking, Mum?
It's a metaphor for our cool kitchens month at B&E.
I knew that.
No, you didn't.
I know we've got top brands like Miele, Smeg, Bosch and Westinghouse on display, and our cooking experts will be answering all your questions. And we'll have special offers every week.
Come and see what's cooking at Bingley.
That's a metaphor.
No, it's not.
It's Cool Kitchens Month at Bingley, and there's a great deal more in store.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The Man Shake helped me lose weight, and now I have more energy to be a better dad.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids' room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
To the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres
at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray, and now we're joined by Michael Hawks. They had a great day yesterday, Team Hawks, with the Group 1 win of Inference, who was outstanding in the Randwick Guineas, and Chautauqua was great in defeat in the Canterbury Stakes. Almost a Group 1 double. Michael Hawks, good morning. Very, very close to that. A brace of Group 1 wins, but Inference certainly made people stand up and take notice yesterday, Michael.
Yeah, good morning, boys. How are you going?
Terrific, Ian. How good was Inference, Michael?
Look, honestly, Rage, from our point of view, for a horse that's on the rise and just keeps improving every time, you know, it was quite a phenomenal win, really.
He's relaxing in the run now, apparently. Tommy told us as much. Is that just an age and maturity thing, Michael? Have you done some work on that?
Oh, I think it is, you know. Like, in Melbourne, he just wanted to get a bit keen and, you know, half wanted to go through the bridle a little bit. But that's all part of him just probably being a bit immature, you know. But the older he's getting, the better he's getting. But, you know, as I said yesterday in a couple of interviews, he's probably got a lot of untapped potential. You know, he's just getting better with age, like a fine wine.
Is it fair to say, Michael, that was a bonus at 1,600 metres, that win yesterday, because he looks like a horse who just needs 2,000 and 2,400 at least?
Yeah, he does, Ray. Obviously, you know, he was a bit stiff in the Derby. Tommy actually put him up on the fence on our other horse, Swear. And, you know, he's just gone ahead in leaps and bounds. And, no, he's just done everything right, you know, going forward.
Yeah, Derby horse, if ever I've seen one, was the quote from Ron Duffacy. So that's the grand final. Is it obvious Rosehill Guineas then to the Derby, Michael?
Yeah, it was. That was always going to be the plan. Obviously, first up 1,400, and he went super and obviously come down the outside with Prized Icon, and obviously second up being at a Randwick Guineas. I said to the owners before the race, I said, look, he's not 100% fully wound up. We've got a long prep ahead of us, and, you know, he's had three starts, I think, on a soft ground for two wins and a placing, I think it was, and so he gets through it. That really didn't worry us, and he worked good at home here on the wet track that we'd had all week. So, you know, it's just been sort of one mapped out preparation, and obviously second up bog track, it didn't really help the situation. But as I said to them, if he's going to win, he'll win on ability, and that's what I said to Tommy. Just don't panic, just ride your own race. Don't worry about any other horse in the race. Just get him relaxed, get him switched off. Because albeit it's only his second time he's raced in Sydney. First up was really good. He was on his Sydney leg, and that was the biggest key to get him onto the Sydney leg and do everything right. And when he just kept tacking up, and like I said, he's going to win it. Would be the last 100, and it just happened to work that way. But, you know, obviously second up mile, further he goes, better he's going to be.
Exactly. Well, you're definite about your program for Inference. What about Chautauqua, Michael? He was so brave in that thriller with Le Romaine yesterday, and that was 1,300. Is it Doncaster or TJ? Are you any closer to making a decision?
Oh, look, it's the way the race was run, obviously it was over a 1,400 metre race. You know, he was in the worst part of the track. You know, he hit the line really, really good. He was in no man's land there for a while and finally got to the outside. But in saying that, Ray, he's a lot more relaxed this time. And I know Tommy, you know, it's not that he panicked as such, but he said for the first 500 metres, like, he was half spinning his wheels a bit, and that's, you know, that's just due to the track was so heavy. And even though, you know, horses get through it, when you're that far out of the ground, and I know Tommy would have looked up and probably thought a bit about Hong Kong as well, how far he was, and thought I'd better get going. And from our point of view, the best part is, and I said it, I think, on the interviews going into the race from last start, first up, like, his runs have been enormous and hitting the line, and he done it once again yesterday. So as hard it is to take, you know, I don't think he lost any admirers. He probably gained some again. But to us, he's never been any different. He's always wanted to hit the line.
Oh, we've lost him.
We lost
Michael Hawks there. That's a shame. We got a good chat about Inference and Chautauqua, but we had some racing down at Canberra today. We wanted to get an
understanding
of.
I tell you what, won't that be one of the races of the season if Chautauqua and Le Romaine line up against Winks and the George Ryder in 2 weeks?
You know what? I actually want I want Chautauqua over at 1,200.
Back to the TJ.
I'd love to see you go for the treble. Just me. I think we've got Michael back. G'day, Michael.
Yeah, sorry, guys, I don't know what happened there.
That's all right, mate.
I suppose.
Got to pay your bills, just a reminder on that one, though. Hey, we wanted to ask you about Canberra, the Black Opal today.
Reflectivity.
Thoughts on the Reflectivity's chances today?
Yeah, good chance. You know, look, we analysed this race, and we wanted to run him during the week, obviously, at Warwick Farm, just to try and get, hopefully, a win under his belt. But we decided to go this way. The track's a soft six. I actually spoke to Matty Dale this morning. He said it's going to be a good day down there, high cloud, probably little chance of rain. So on the back of that, we decided to take a chance and run. And, yes, it's a long way to go down there. And he's first up. Obviously, we're looking at hopefully bigger and better things for him, but it's a starting point. And The horse has done super. He looks really good. He's trialled well. He's only had the one run, albeit it was a defeat by a nose, but he just wanted to run out the last little bit. But going forward, he's a really nice horse. So, look, he's not without a chance today. So long as he gets the right run in the race, everything pans out, he's going to hit the line solid.
All right, one to have keep you an eye on there. Congratulations, Michael. The good win yesterday from Inference. The good run from Chautauqua and more spoils ahead, you would think. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Hawks from the Hawks Yard there, and a couple of good performers for them there yesterday with a view to what might be coming up. As I said, I'd love to see Chautauqua over the 1,200. Yeah. You want the 1,600.
I don't know. Maybe the George Roy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They'll make that decision.
1353, the open line number. Jimmy and Ray, still one of the most gutsy performances I've seen would be Jeff Harding, 12th round TKO victory over Dennis Andres in 1989 at Atlantic City.
I watched a replay that the other day. I actually watched a replay that the other day. That's one of the most courageous
brutal
wins. It was an unbelievable fight.
Brutal.
But slowly but surely, Jeff Harding got on top, didn't he?
Now, here's an interesting one on our topic, talking about injuries and and performances through injury. Morning, boys. What about Black Caviar at Royal Ascot? Magic Mike.
Really good point.
Didn't she have spasms
she
in the back?
She pulled up with all sorts of problems.
Yeah.
And I think, to be fair, Peter Moody was very close to scratching her.
There you
go.
He
gambled and rolled the dice, and she still won on heart alone.
1353, 53, the open line number. Let's get to some callers now. Nixie is on the line. Hello, Nixie.
Good morning, boys. I follow all sport, but the rugby league season started, so that takes priority.
Yeah, fair enough. Nixie. I know how you feel.
And I don't get stressed about anything in the whole world, but I'm in two tipping comps, and after last night, I'm sorry I went in them.
Well, are you on with you, Nix?
I was down four love, but then I thought Penrith, they were certainty, and you know what happened to them. And
yes.
And of course, Easter leading 28-0, and then I listened to the radio. Next thing is 28-18, and all that type of thing. But anyway, I follow Canterbury, and I agree with that fellow that something's got to be done about Reynolds. The only place I could put him would be hooker, where he can do his own thing there. He can intimidate people. He should not be doing any kicking at all. He's mucking up the back line. He's a good player, but he's got no discipline whatsoever.
Nixie, I like Jimmy's thought that he's an impact player.
He's
put number 14 on his back and bring him off the bench when you need some impact.
Or something like that. I think it's been like this for about 3 years now, and the team is playing the same type of football.
Yes.
Like the other night, they're on Manly's Melbourne's line for
three quarters
of the match and only scored one try. Hasn't changed the way they play or anything, and people like Reynolds is not helping matters.
I take your point, Nixie. I think there has been a bit of a change from what we saw on Friday night to what we saw previously from the Bulldogs. Michael Leisha definitely being asked to do a little bit more running out of dummy half. There's an incredible stat about the Bulldogs. They scored 30% of their points between minute 20 and minute 30. It's amazing, isn't it? What happens at minute 20?
I don't know.
Sam Cassiano comes on.
Ah, that's the reason.
Seriously.
Get to go forward going.
He's just such a creative player. What do you do with Sam Cassiano? You get more minutes out of him. That's the plan anyway. 1353-53. Hello, Jimmy.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Very well. What do you got for us?
Oh, mate, just quickly, I'm another one with the Canterbury thing. If I could just quickly say about Greg Inglis, mate, that wasn't bravery the other night. That was just downright stupidity.
That's the season now, Jimmy, isn't it?
We're talking about guys getting head knocks. I mean, if you've got a bad knock in the knee, mate, I don't see much difference. I know there's a difference, but when it comes down to injuries, there's not a lot of difference.
And after 5 minutes, when he couldn't run it out, surely he knew.
Hey, welfare and things like that, that's just absolute crazy what they've done the other night.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of it, you know, you put your hand over the fire sort of thing too. Like, you know, these blokes are used to being, playing with pain.
Yeah, but he couldn't run, Jim.
Yeah, I understand.
He couldn't run.
Yeah, but there's an element to it where you say, well, I'm not going to let the team down, and I know I'm less than 100%.
Zorba's point was that Inglis has got such stature in the game, he was telling the medical staff, I'm staying on. So that might be the case, but he couldn't run.
Yeah.
Someone has to step in at the senior level and say, no, off the ground, mate. You know, you're too important a player to us to do that.
But he's gone anyway.
What's our hopes? What's the chances he's gone?
Well, they're gone.
They're gone.
They won't make the semi-finals in the absence of Greg Inglis. They were going to have to fight hard to make it with Greg Inglis. So good on you, Jimmy. Appreciate
good
you.
Call.
It was a good call. We're talking about the injuries. We've got another one here which just escapes me. But Joey Johns in the 97 grand final. Remember he played?
With a
punctured lung. And Nathan Gibbs kept saying, oh, there's a danger he could die out there. Well, that's because he was coach of the team that was opposing them that day.
I'd want to get Joey Johns off as well. And yes, Adrian is right, but he's like a broken record. Just keeps repeating himself over and over again. Good call, Steve. We do appreciate it. Break. Back with Andy Pascalides.
Our next caller, Tom, has something to say to a special loved one.
It's the horse, clearly innocent. Just love him. Backed him at the country championships at Royal Randwick in 2016. Weaved his way through traffic and raced straight into my heart.
Stunning, Tom. It's easy to love a bet this autumn because we've got hard racing offers on all the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Bet you love that. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Chris from Perfect Pet Products. Nova Employment has provided us with four members of our team. The guys are hardworking, reliable and always eager to learn. Hayden, our newest member of our team, his hard work has made him an asset to the business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
The Sydney Carnival, writing Australian racing history for over 150 years. With time-honoured classics, the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival, Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing at Rosehill Gardens, and the grand finals of Australian racing, the championships at Royal Randwick. Buy your tickets today. Visit www.theatc.com.au. The Sydney Carnival. The tradition continues.
There's a medical problem affecting millions of men, but we don't talk about it. Let's call them performance problems. And problems getting or maintaining, well, you get it. Thing is, most guys would rather suffer in silence than risk an embarrassing appointment with a doctor or chemist. But there may be a cure. And finding it is as easy as talking to the professionals at Men's Health Clinic. Visit mhc.com.au or call 133-MHC to get this fixed today. Men's Health Clinic, 133-MHC.
For the best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. What man, you may ask? Jim Smith, the man from Mazda. Penrith Mazda Centre is family-owned and operated with the best selection and the best prices on all new Mazdas, including your favourite, James, the BT50. The BT50 range gives you more grunt, more torque and more comfort. Come and see the BT50 specialists at the Mazda Ute Centre Penrith with over 40 BT50s on display at Penrith Mazda Centre, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
It is a good song. Do you like the Led Zeppelin version or the Puff Daddy one?
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. Puff Daddy sampled it a couple of times. Speaking of sampling, we're going to sample Andy Pascalides right now. You might as well give him the plate, Andy. It's all done and dusted, isn't it? Sydney FC. Yeah. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Pretty
morning, Andy.
So, isn't it? 11 points clear.
Yeah.
Phenomenal record against victory this season as well. You've got to be in awe of what they've achieved. Yes, they've lost the one game against the Wanderers. The Wanderers were up for that fight at ANZ a couple of weeks back, and Bobo popped up and scored the winner. Just over 13,000 fans attended on Friday night at Allianz. So, look, well done to Graham Arnold, Bobo, 11 goals now, and, Sydney are well on target. Like they were on Friday night, they had quite a few chances.
As Jimmy said, give them the plate now. The Wanderers, I didn't see a lot of this game last night, Andy, 0-0 against Adelaide United. How do they play?
Look, if you watch the highlights of this, Ray, 5 minutes of highlights, you'll be wondering why Wanderers didn't win. They had three or four outstanding chances in the first half, and to sum up their night, Terry Antonis has this wonderful free kick in stoppage time in the second half and hits the crossbar. So that's 10 draws now for the Wanderers. They stay in the six. They're on 25 points. They're three clear of Wellington and Newcastle. Newcastle playing today. Wellington squandering a 3-1 lead. An amazing game that was. 3-3 had finished across the Tasman, and Perth Glory had Castro to thank for the equaliser. Splendid free kick in the 81st minute.
They've come from nowhere, Perth Glory, haven't they?
What?
Yeah, you know, when you look at their squad, Jimmy, you take a close look at their squad that was assembled by Kenny Lowe, and it's as good a squad as any in the league. But the consistency, I mean, they are third, but they're They're 21 points behind Sydney. It just shows you how much Sydney have dominated this league, and Melbourne Victory have tried their best to keep in touch, but when you've got the top two teams so far ahead, it's now a battle for the top six. You know, there's six or seven teams that are battling for the top six.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll see some of those in action today. Central Coast up against the Melbourne City and Newcastle up against the Brisbane Roar. Who do you like here, Andy?
Potential banana skin there, Jim. I still believe Central Coast can come out of this with a draw at home. They've had a couple of disappointments the last couple of weeks. They've drawn a loss after three wins on the bounce. Sydney, well, they've only won once in their last five games. Newcastle, I think, will be too strong. They've come in from 275 in at 260. Brisbane have blown out from 235 to 250. Still a favourite, but I think Newcastle, unbeaten in their last six home games, will continue that stretch.
Some EPL action overnight. Andy, a big win for Liverpool. 3-1
right
over Arsenal.
Now, how do we explain what happened to them against Leicester?
We don't need to go there. We'll just move on to the Arsenal game.
Nothing to see here.
Third,
move along.
You're third on goal difference ahead of Man City.
Yep.
So as much as people are quick to criticise Klopp and his team, Liverpool are
Jimmy
in third
does.
Position.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know about this one, Andy. 1-1 against a 10-man Bournemouth. And Ibrahimovic,
like a loss.
He missed the penalty, didn't he?
He did, mate, in the 72nd. It was saved. You know, the first I watched this game, it was the early kickoff. The first 20 minutes before Marcos Rojo scored, it could have been three or four goals for Man U, and then they conceded a penalty. But there was an ugly incident here. Ibrahimovic elbowed Tyrone Ming. Now, Tyrone had stomped on Ibra earlier. That was ugly. And in an ensuing matter, Andrew Sermon got a second yellow on the stroke of half-time, and that left Bournemouth with a real big task ahead of them. But in the second half, they held on, and Man United will rue that fact because they should be on 51 points right now above Arsenal and one behind Liverpool and Man City.
Hey, Andy, since the controversial sacking of their manager, Leicester have won two straight and they're now 5 points clear of the relegation zone.
Isn't it insane? You think, OK, everyone was critical about, the sacking of Ranieri and...
Oh, was it?
They've bounced
back. Jimmy wasn't actually, no. Yeah.
You know, two wins since he's gone, and incredible, and well done to them. They had some good chances in this game, and they were down 1-0 after 14 minutes, and it was 1-1 at the break, and then two goals in the closing half hour did the trick for Leicester.
5 points clear relegation zone, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You were right,
yeah.
I think. They needed something.
You just got to say it was a great moment in time. Let's move forward. Let's move forward to the Socceroos in action. Aaron Moy, when's he getting a start in the EPL, Aaron Moy?
Yeah, you're surprised, aren't you? I think we all are. But he hasn't been brought in by Pep. Pep has given him a big rap, but he continues on. He had a big day at the office, unfortunately, for Aaron. He did score, unfortunately, in the sense that they lost against Newcastle, the leaders, at home 3-1. They were there once Moy pulled it back to 2-1 in the 72nd minute. They pushed forward looking for the dramatic equaliser, and try and have a look on YouTube, the third goal they conceded, and have a look where the goalkeeper was. So disappointment for Aaron. Massimo Luongo, happy. QPR got up 2-1. Emile Yedinak, very happy. Aston Villa won 2-0 at Rotherham. Bailey Wright against Jackson Irvine, Bristol City v Burton Albion had finished 0-0. So
if
right
just
now,
keep stepping up. You know, he's run it. He's run it
for the playoffs.
Joe and my horse really dug deep, and it was a great finish.
There's just around 11 or 12 games left in the league championship.
Fantastic, Andy. We will speak to you next week.
Brenton Abdallah, Veronello.
Ollie, you're on. It's hard to get. Obviously.
Good on you, Andy.
Good one, Andy.
Went for
five.
Was just not good enough to be the winner.
Amazing. Now, that comes out of Trainspotting, which, by the way, there's T2 is out.
That's right.
20 years after the first one. Now, before we get to our Event Cinemas quiz, and you'll have to call on 13 53 53, we're going to have callers now. And Adrian's there. Don't panic.
Different mare. This
the Adrian. Oh, okay. I think it's a new one. Hello,
really
Adrian.
Really delighted to win on this horse. Oh, good association.
Morning, Adrian.
Really well. On her.
Look, I just want to ask your opinion on it's about the racehorses at the moment. And
Tommy Berry, Ball of Muscle.
A collection of amazing horses going around.
A bit encouraging.
But a favourite of mine, which I saw was a late scratching, I think about 2 weeks ago in Sydney, was a horse called First
Tommy Berry
Hill?
Super Maxi.
I just wanted to
first
wanted
up,
see
just found her out over 1100, but she was right in it for a long way.
A couple of years ago, I think he came up against the Mighty Wink. yep. two or three times, and it as a 3
Joe
year
Marrera,
old,
hieroglyphics.
Sort of quite well. Winked, and I know
she tries bloody hard.
I just wonder what's happening.
Winner at the 300, but the weight and the heavy ground, which told at the finish.
Sort of up against some of these champions that are running around today.
You certainly will, Adrian. Actually, I think she beat Winks in their first four clashes, Jim. But
Tommy
last
Barry
week
Van
she was
Dancer.
Scratched due to a wet track. She's put her preparation just back a bit.
She was brave, but she went
to
change throughout that hostile
next week first up. But a race like the Queen of the Turf Stakes over the Autumn Carnival, still plenty of time to get first seal right, provided we get some firm
Tommy
tracks.
Tommy Berry, Montauk.
Yeah, look, the pace is
going well, trolling well.
Didn't never give up.
13.53.50.
Any of the kids that
call,
can
Adrian.
Go even further.
Thank you for not being the other Adrian. 13.53.53 is the Opaline number. Call now if you'd like to be a part of the Event Cinemas quiz. Call, just a score
look,
update
really
on that.
I was happy in the
6-2.
Run. Luke.
My favour, 6-2. Call now.
And such a thrill with all these guys.
All the Cox Plate. Enter the Sky Sports Radio NRL tipping competition for a crack at these great prizes. Thanks to Ambassador Travel.
And what an award!
Simply go to the Big Sports Breakfast website, click enter on the competition link, then follow the prompts to register and submit your tips. The Sky Sports Radio NRL tipping comp, adding even more excitement and bragging rights to the 2017 footy season.
At B&E, we're cooking up a storm this month.
What are you cooking, Mum?
It's a metaphor for our cool kitchens month at B&E.
I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Mum, I know we've got some serious savings on Miele ovens, cooktops and dishwashers. We've got cashbacks with Bosch, a great ASCO dishwasher deal and a stunning bonus cookware set with any Smeg induction cooktop.
Come and see what's cooking at B&E.
Mum, all the details, terms and conditions are at bingley.com.au.
This truly magical thoroughbred Able Friend going to win the Champions Bowl in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea. The best of Asian racing. Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
My husband lost his beer gut and now is happier and healthier than ever thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
Experience Sydney racing at its best with a 2017 Australian Turf Club membership.
Get access to exclusive events, world-class facilities and money can't buy experiences across four iconic racetracks.
Join today. Visit theatc.com.au.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
And Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
It starts with...
All right, quiz time. John is on the line. John, you're going to be playing for me. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very well. In actual fact, you're playing for yourself, because we've got Event Cinema's double pass to give away to you. The fact that as a byproduct of that... I get a point and I go ahead of Raymond even further. That's what I get excited about.
You get your cart at the end of the year.
Here we go.
Do we throw in a Truckee Tracks CD as well?
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough. Courtesy of Sony Music.
Correct.
Question one here, John. Who did Sydney FC play in the A-League on Friday night? Was it Perth Glory, Wellington Phoenix or Melbourne Victory?
Wellington Phoenix.
The NRL's been dominating, hasn't it?
It has.
1-0 Melbourne victory. Sydney FC won.
Yeah, Melbourne victory. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, well done. Question two. Who scored the first try in Thursday's NRL season opener? Mm. Jared Beale, Jordan Kahu, or James Roberts?
Jordan Kahu.
Yes, well done. Solid.
Second year in a row.
Well spotted. Well yeah, done. Good work. Question three. In which month of 2017 will the Women's World Handball Championships be held? John, is it October, November or December?
Jeremy at his best here.
let's say October.
Why would you say October?
You just got to have
should
a shot in the dark,
December.
Haven't you, John?
You
Women's World Handball
Championship. Yeah, they're usually held indoors, so European.
That's
over
right.
There in,
I forgot
the,
about
in,
that.
In the winter.
December.
So away you go, December. There you go. One from three.
There you go.
You're up, Raymond.
Okay, Jeff, good morning.
Hello, Raymond. Congratulations.
Congratulations. What have I done, Jeff? I've got you.
You're a fellow, well, yeah, that as well, but you're a fellow sports supporter.
Oh, good on you, mate. Okay.
Well, oh, aren't you all cock-a-hoop this morning? Wouldn't have heard
not
a thing.
Not at all, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, I'm not freaking at all. I'll make one prediction, though.
Yes?
You and Aiken and Jack DeBell will either play State of Origin this year or next year. Remember I said
there
that.
There you go. Yeah, fair enough.
I thought Jack DeBell was excellent. You and Aiken has some limitations, but
Jeff,
he's strong.
But, Jeff, to be fair, we are getting a few SMSs and tweets saying we should give St George Illawarra, more credit for their win yesterday, Jim.
It's round one, Raymond. I'm not getting my
sword. Yeah, hey, you're top of the comp, though, Jeff.
That's it. Stop the fight now.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
ring
Jeff,
the bell.
Here we go. One to tie, two to win. I'm backing you in here, Jeff. Question number one. Who do the Central Coast Mariners play in the A-League today? Is it Melbourne City?
Melbourne City.
Didn't even need to go. Well done, Jeff.
Right,
I'll back you in here.
Showing off now.
Here we go. Question number two. Who scored the last try in Thursday's NRL season opener? Was it James Maloney, Anthony Milford, or Ricky Latelli?
So on the Gold Coast Magic Millions time.
The last try scorer, Anthony Milford.
James
on, he danced his way through. There was a brilliant try. Yes. Well done, Jeff. That was stop the fight now.
Got a little bit late.
You want to have a go to Jimmy?
No, because Jeremy. No, Jeff, there's only so many questions that Jeremy can think of in that, and he's going to save that one there.
Just give Jeff a three
over to next week.
James Cummings.
No, actually, producer Jeremy said nodded his head there.
Yes, Jeff.
Can I ask you something? Do you work for State Rail?
Not yet, but you never know the way things are going.
Mate, you're on more stations than I can imagine. I can't keep up with you.
He's a man in demand. That's why, Jeff. He's a man in demand.
Good on you, Jeff.
Hey, well done, Jeff. Congratulations. Stay in the line, mate.
That's the best weekend you've ever had. St George Illawarra won by 32, and you've won the quiz. Seriously, mark down this day.
James Cummings was over.
Mark down this day as the high point of your life, Jeff. I don't know anything else about you and what's gone on in your life.
He did
special. It doesn't get much better than that for you.
That's what William Sandler.
Double.
I said, mate, you were wrong. We shook hands, so
you're
it's first to 10,000 viewers, so
10,000
followers.
To you by
so I need everybody
Mazda,
to follow
Volterra
and everyone to get off
new
and
in
judge
stock over five
I think
acres.
I can speak
and
on behalf.
On road, Penrith.
Round one of the National Rugby League. We've had some cracking games. We've had some controversy. We've had premiership hopes dashed. We've had emerged from the pack. It's
we shook hands.
Dean Bulldog Richie, good
first
morning,
to 10,000 viewers, so 10,000 followers. So I need everybody to follow Pumasara and everyone to get off.
Two of the three, I thought,
James
Cummings. The Dragons and the Tigers, so that shows you how much I know.
Well, the Tigers were good, weren't they?
Well,
no,
yeah,
geez,
I'll put you on the spot with all those teams that have played. Who's been the most impressive, you think, thus far?
Oh, gee, a good question. Jimmy, there's been a few, hasn't there? I'm not trying to duck the question, but I thought St George were fantastic. St George Illawarra were great. I thought the Cowboys game last night was super.
How good was that?
An unbelievable finish. You'd almost think first hit the crossbar deliberately if you didn't know better.
He did, didn't he?
well, I reckon he did. Look, I'm looking forward to this afternoon. Manly and Parra, the old rivalry. Look, despite the weather, it's been a great first round. There's a lot of excitement around, and sometimes that hype, it just can't be matched by what happens on the field. But as much as it's a soap opera rugby league, you know, it does just deliver week after
it
week
does.
On the field.
Dino, before we get into the news, just quickly, it's been a topic all morning. What is your take on Greg Inglis? Mm. Should he have been dragged straight away?
Well, you'd think so, Ray, wouldn't you? Just on face value. Mm. Look, I wasn't at that game. I didn't cover it. But quite clearly he was hindered. He was a passenger. And you would think that common sense would say to you, he's my star player. It's round one. He can't run. Get him off.
Exactly.
That's just common sense. Look, South Sydney have come out and conceded that obviously there was a misjudgment by their medical staff. But look, you know, it's a massive blow for South Sydney.
It's the season,
that's
isn't
six
it, Dana?
Months for their star player.
Yeah, it's the season.
They can't make the eight now.
No.
I'll rule them out now.
Well, Origins are, you know, the World Cup, Jimmy. There's other sort of side elements to this story. They've got to find a new fullback. You'd think it would be Alex Johnston. They're going to find a new skipper. You'd think that would be Sam Burgess. But look, you know, it just throws them into disarray after round one. They got thumped on the field as well. So it just couldn't be a worse start for South Sydney. You work hard in that off-season. Bang, within 80 minutes, the whole thing's, you know, on fire.
Queensland's got to find a left centre as well. Mm. So that's another one that you can consider coming out of this Greg Inglis injury. Right, what about some signing news? You got any news updating the fans out there, Dino?
Just a couple, Jimmy.
Single Bullet and Condor Heroes
down there
in Saturday.
I think you'll find either Tuesday or Wednesday. The Raiders will finally nail him down to a 2-year deal. That'll be officially announced this week, so that's good news for the Raiders. And Matt Pryor,
what are the two races next
nice improved player down in the Shire, of course, was a big part of that grand final side last year. I think he'll get a contract extension. That will be announced soon as well. So Prior and the Part looks like they're staying put.
What are the numbers for Prime?
I don't know, Jimmy. You think? Oh, what's you're
talking about his contract, I'm assuming? Yeah, should be made public.
Hey, Greg.
300.
Hey, mate.
Oh, yeah, I reckon that'd be cheap for Matt Pryor these days.
Unders or overs? Yeah, it might be unders there, Jimmy, but maybe 300, 350. Good player.
We need to mention Frolic, mate, just a finite number within a salary cap. So,
well, would you like your wage?
Yeah, it doesn't worry me. Wouldn't worry me at all.
No, it's one of those debates, isn't it? People don't sit down and say, well, hang on, we've got
$7 million suspended Sky Sports Radio, so we have to divide it up, and all these people get paid this much, and then you can speculate all you like about it.
Hey, mate. Apparently, at the West Tigers, they wanted to have a meeting about how Moses Sully was being paid.
Well, if you wanted to announce it, I've got no
What's your best down there, mate?
Probably a thing of Snowden.
We'll move on. Paul Gallen, Dino?
Oh, not Snowden, so Shea's or
Giddy's.
Where is it?
I don't think Gallen's going to play on next year. He did say, look,
can never say
I'm just going to
play a bit
by
number
ear.
Two. You'd be
here. Halfway through the year, I'm feeling good. I'm contributing.
No, another one.
The team's going strong.
That's the top way to
look, you never know.
How old is he?
Paul Gallen, he loves a dollar. He loves a dollar. Little multi. Just to answer him in a challenge, he's going to venture in coaching for the first time. Hey, Nico, are you across this New Zealand derby? Leagueside, which was the winner of the Australian Derby. Sort of, Greg. Doesn't look like the winner's nominated, though. That's interesting. He'd be a good coach for the year. He's a true customer, been a nomination for the Australian Derby. Maybe nomination. I think there is. 35 is the 36 in August this year.
Paul Gallen, and the other thing about it too, you probably have another couple of fights. Ginger Nuts, and he loves a dollar. Now, any changes to the thing that's been running around in Melbourne? Jimmy, it's round one. If it's not a lot, if you're the Warriors, play the night, that's the 2 o'clock. Who ran second? Mount Smart, just a slight alteration for the Rising Red. Young Redford, Aaron Clark will go off.
What was he doing on Saturday? Thompson will come on, and Newcastle knocked off through their captain's race. They should be okay.
And of course, the big game down there, as I mentioned,
Tommy,
I'm going to ask you on the show. Both have been trimmed back, but no late changes. It's the most talked about ride. All the good judges, I think he's been given an extension to the diverse opinion of ever seen. About right. So just have a think about what you're going to say. Hang on. Yeah, I've already got my mark. I think they might soften their stance and make it indefinite. Man, that's the mail I'm getting.
Okay.
That's the terminology they'll use. It will be indefinite, not life.
Again.
And after perhaps 18 months to 2 years, if he can prove that he's gone to counselling and achieved all he's had to achieve on the field in regards to programs and rehab.
Honestly, if someone hadn't said pick up your microphone,
I think it was a silly mistake.
Sorry, guys. That is incredibly excessive
to give away a live band. He was putting bets on opposing players. It wasn't an organised thing as such. It wasn't great. I'm not sticking up for him. Don't get me wrong. I think life's excessive.
I think I'm going to be knocked over with a feather here. I actually agree with Dean Bulldog Ritchie on that. As a matter of fact, you do, because we've got the news coming up. So, geez, your radio sensibilities, aren't they, going through the roof now?
Greg's going to drive all that.
I'm a new age guy, too.
That's all right.
Yeah. All right. What's on today?
I'm going to go down to Brookvale.
Oh.
Of course.
Where?
Where? What's it called now?
Lotto Land.
That's yeah, you'll get in trouble, Zorba. Zorba's mentioned Lotto Land about 17 times during the course of his broadcast.
That few.
Yeah, that's right. And he was under quota. Good on you, Dino. We'll speak again next week.
Thanks, man. All the best.
See you, Dino. To Dean Bulldog Ritchie there. Now, we're getting people to let us know the times when people have done things under duress. Guys, what about Dean Jones, double 100 in India? Was crook and kept on batting? Yeah, I think he's still crook from that, Dino.
Greg Matthews debates it now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he reckons Ray Bright was the real tough one. Anyway, we love it when teammates just hammer and tong 30 years later. That's fantastic. What do you think, Raymond? We should know what people get paid in the National Rugby League, what players get paid?
Yeah, I think so. Under a salary cap, I do. Yeah.
Absolutely.